Hello,
good evening. My name is Nelson. Hi. Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
My name is Nelson. I am calling you from Opinion Research, a private market research firm. We are not affiliated with any news or media organization or political campaign. This evening, we're doing a short public opinion survey in your community, and we'd like to get your opinion.
Okay.
Thank you. Now, in what language would you prefer to conduct this interview, in English or Spanish?
English.
Thank you. As you are aware, very few people actually vote in non-partisan primary election for things like Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions. Thinking ahead, which of the following best describes how you will vote in the non-partisan primary elections for Miami-Dade County Mayor and County Commissions on Tuesday, August 20th. If you have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot, you can indicate that as well. Here are the choices. I have already voted by absentee mail-in ballot. I am definitely going to vote. I am very likely to vote. I am somewhat likely to vote. I am not very likely to vote. I am not at all likely to vote. I am not registered to vote.
I am definitely going to vote.
Thank you. Voters in Florida are permitted to request a vote by mail ballot or vote in person. With this in mind, how do you intend to vote in the primary elections on Tuesday, August 20th? I will vote at my polling place on election day. I will vote by mail with an absentee mail-in ballot. I will vote early in person at designated early voting location.
I will vote in person at my polling location.
Thank you. With which political party are you registered? Republican, Democrat, unaffiliated, independent, not registered in a party, some other political party?
I'm registered Republican.
Thank you. What is your main racial background? African American, Black, Asian American, White, Caucasian, Hispanic?
Well, I am white, and I am also Hispanic. I speak Spanish, but I'm European. So take your pick.
Okay. Well, you need to give me your answer.
Okay, I'm gonna put it up white.
White? Okay. Now, what is your age? 18, 35, 36, 45, 46, 55, 56, 65, over 65?
55 to 65.
I'm sorry?
55 to 65.
Thank you. Okay, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may. Please indicate if you have a favorable or unfavorable opinion of each person. If you have no opinion or have never heard of each person, you can indicate that as well. Cindy Lerner, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Rachel Regalado, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
Somewhat favorable.
Thank you. Kamala Harris, very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
She's not running for county commission or for the Dade County.
Well, it's in the questions and the list. You can just indicate.
Okay, well, you told me that we were talking about the primary elections in August, and she should not be on the ballot in August because she's running for president of the U.S.
Oh, okay. Well, the question is, you will now be given a list of some public officials that you may be familiar
with. Somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Richard Preschnick. Very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, very unfavorable, no opinion, never heard of.
No opinion.
Thank you. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Mayor were held today, among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Manny C., Carlos Guerin, Daniela Levine Cava, Eddie Rojas, Shlomo Denzinger, Miguel Quintero, Alexander Ortola.
None of them.
Excuse me?
None. I would not vote for any of them.
Okay. If you had to choose today, which candidate are you leaning towards? Manny Cid, Carlos Guerin, Daniela Levine Cava, Eddie Rojas, Shlomo Denzinger, Miguel Quintero, Alexander.
If it's Daniela.
Okay. Thank you. Now, if the primary election for Miami-Dade County Commission were held today among the following candidates, for whom would you vote? Rachel Regalado, Richard Preschnick, Cindy Lerner.
Cindy Lerner.
Thank you. And would you say you are definitely voting or probably voting for Cindy Lerner? Definitely, probably.
Probably.
Thank you. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Rachel Regalado and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission? Yes, no.
Yes.
Thank you. And did what you see, read, or hear recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Rachel Regalado in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well. Much more likely? Somewhat more likely?
It made no difference.
Right. Okay, thank you. Even though you already gave me your opinion, I must complete the choices. Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
No difference.
Thank you. Within the past few weeks, have you seen, read, or heard anything about Cindy Lerner and her campaign for Miami-Dade County Commission? Yes, no.
Yes.
And did what you see, read, or hear recently make you more likely or less likely to vote for Cindy Lerner in the election for Miami-Dade County Commission? If it made no difference, you can indicate that as well. Here are your choices. Much more likely, somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, no difference.
No difference.
Thank you. You will now be asked a few short demographic questions before we finish for classification purposes only. If you were to label yourself, would you say you are a conservative in your political belief, very liberal, somewhat liberal, moderate, somewhat conservative, very conservative?
Moderate.
Thank you. What is the last grade of formal education you have completed? Lesning High School Diploma, High School Graduate, some college straight school, college graduate with an associate's or two-year degree, college graduate with a bachelor's or four-year degree, postgraduate degree.
Postgraduate degree.
Thank you. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Have a good day.
You're welcome. Bye.
Bye-bye.